Zimbabwe's Johannesburg consulate is the only place in South Africa where Zimbabwean migrants are able to apply for passports. Zimbabwe Exiles Forum director Gabriel Shumba says this is totally impractical given the large number of Zimbabweans living in the country. He describes a recent visit to the consulate.
There were about 2,000 people outside, yet they were only able to deal with a very minimum number of people, I think slightly over 100.
But Zimbabwe's Consul General in South Africa, Chris Mapanga, says his government has boosted capacity to deal with the flood of passport applications. Shumba says Mapanga's comment does not reflect reality.
People from Cape Town, for example, have been sleeping outside the consulate for about 5 days now, to my knowledge. So it is really quite ridiculous to say that the Zimbabwean government has the capacity to handle that multitude of applications.
Nevertheless, Mapanga insists extra officials are now speedily processing passport requests.
The average passport application process is the one where the document itself takes about 2 weeks to process.
Okay, because some Zimbabweans I've spoken to outside your consulate, Mr. Mapanga, say they've been waiting for passports for as long as 6 months.
Each passport application is circumstantial, so you cannot universalize an individual's case.
An official at the Zimbabwe consulate says 16,000 Zimbabweans living in South Africa applied for passports by late October. Observers say this figure is extremely low, given the great numbers living here illegally. Activist Bram Honekom says it indicates poor performance by the Zimbabwean authorities.
The Zimbabwean government has dismally failed in supplying people with their documents.
But Zimbabwe's Consul General in South Africa strongly rejects the accusations.
Those questions are absolutely negative. And the assumption is that the Zimbabwe government does not have the capacity to deliver passports.
The Zimbabwe
government has never said it does not have the capacity to deliver passports. It's going to deliver passports.
South Africa's immigration chief, Jackie McKay, says his government is so far satisfied with the cooperation it's receiving from its Zimbabwean counterpart.
We have had no complaints or any indication from them that they would not be able to deal with the applications. We have no reason to believe that they would not be able now to perform as expected.
But Zimbabwean academic Eleanor Sisulu says the South African authorities should know of plenty of reasons to doubt the Zimbabwe government's ability to process passports in time. She points out that Zimbabwe's Home Affairs Department is racked with administrative chaos.
I wish they would just go on a proper fact-finding mission in Zimbabwe and just see the kind of suffering that people, ordinary people, are facing.
Movement for Democratic Change chairman in South Africa, Austin Moyo, says many thousands of Zimbabweans continue to wait in vain for passports in Zimbabwe itself.
The same passports that are being applied for here in Joburg, they will actually be processed in Harare, where already there is a very huge backlog.
Some analysts say behind the scenes, the South African government's extremely concerned about the Zimbabwean authorities' performance so far in processing passports. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.